This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Wow, most farms in the Columbia Basin were only in the mid-70s to lower 80s on Thursday, and this is mid-July, normally the hottest time of the year. An upper-level trough of cool air will bring one more day of pleasant but below normal temperatures, and then a warming trend begins Saturday. That high-pressure ridge that's bringing oppressive heat to the plains and Midwest will rebuild west of the Rockies, but without the humidity. Look for temperatures to be above normal for Sunday through Tuesday. A dry cold front will knock temperatures back to near normal for the rest of the week, so good conditions for hay drying and wheat combining should continue through the middle of next week. Rather low afternoon humidity in the 15 to 25% range will limit alfalfa baling to the overnight and morning hours. Overnight humidity will rise 60 to 70%, and only light dew is expected to form. Cattle, though, will likely experience moderate heat stress during the afternoon Sunday through Tuesday. Irrigators can plan on crop water use to increase these next 7 days. Alfalfa, corn, peaches, potatoes, and apples will use between 2 and 2.25 inches. Lawns and melons will need about 1.5 to 3/4 inches. So far in July, most farms have seen temperatures average near normal with little to no rain. NOAA's outlook for the rest of July and August is calling for a continuation of less rain than usual, with temperatures averaging above normal. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.